This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 20th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in again. Thank you for listening each and every week, and I certainly appreciate your feedback. Here in the next coming weeks, there'll be some enhancements to the show, and I can't wait to share those with you. Let's jump into some Bible facts. Did you know that one of the most well-known Bible facts is that it's the best-selling book of all time? It's estimated that 25 million copies are sold each year in the United States alone. But did you know the Good Book is also the most frequently shoplifted? Apparently, certain readers grab it before they read the Ten Commandments. We're going to jump into some more Bible facts coming up right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. We'll jump right back into our Bible facts this morning. And according to AmazingBibleTimeline.com, you may find it interesting that the system of chapters in the Bible was introduced in AD 1238 by Cardinal Hugo Dies Caro, while the verse notations were added in 1551 by Roberta Stephanus after the advent of printing. Another Bible fact, that there's a Bible in the University of Göttingen written on 2,470 palm leaves. I'll leave you with one more. According to statistics from Wycliffe International, Gideon's International, and the International Bible Society, the number of new Bibles that are sold, given away, or otherwise distributed in the United States is about 168,000 per day. Those are some amazing Bible facts. We'll have some more coming up right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we are talking about Bible facts this morning. Did you know there's 66 books in the Bible, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 verses, 783,137 words, 3,116,480 letters. The number of promises that are given in the Bible, 1,260. The number of commands in the Bible, 6,468. How many predictions were in the Bible? Over 8,000. Fulfilled prophecy, 3,268 verses. Unfulfilled prophecy, 3,140. The number of questions in the Bible, 3,294. I hope you're enjoying the Bible facts this morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. As we finish up our Bible facts this morning, I just have a few more for you. Did you know the word Bible is from the Greek ta biblia, which means the scrolls or the books? The word is derived from the ancient city of Byblos, which was the official supplier of paper products to the ancient world. Another fact of the Bible: the full Bible has been translated into 532 languages, and it has been partially translated into 2,883 languages. The shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:34, which states, Jesus wept. The longest book in the Bible is Psalms 119. And I'll leave you with this fact about the Bible. Let's get into our Bible. Let's read the Bible. Let's get into the Word of God. You know, besides all these, it's interesting to get in on these facts of the Bible. But let's get into the truth of the Bible. Open it up and let God speak to you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. Man, what do you say or do at work that communicates to your coworkers and others your obedience? Is your obedience at work just obvious in the big things, or is your obedience to others in all things? In 2 Chronicles 17 and 18, Ezra writes about one of Judah's kings, King Jehoshaphat. The king's strengths and accomplishments included that he was a bold follower of Christ. However, Ezra also wrote of Jehoshaphat's lack of obedience in the little things. You see, without asking God, he made an alliance with Ahab and later got involved with Ahab's son in a venture that was eventually shipwrecked by God. God wants to be in our business, even in the details. Man, on the job, what are the ways you can ensure obedience in your workday for the future? Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank Robo Motors for sponsoring the show and just helping us get it all out. God bless you, Dickie Wright and your staff. Man, I got some amazing news today. My youngest brother called, and I'm going to be a new uncle. I don't know whether it's going to be a girl or boy yet, but that really doesn't matter. And, you know, I just had an awesome talk with him, and you know, we talked about the tough times to bring right now a child into this world. But see, I always believe that a child doesn't come to this world unless the Lord ordains it, because it's His child. And I told him, just got to raise that child the right way. You know, you got to raise them in the Word. You have to guide them. You have to protect them. And I know it's hard now because this world, what they want us to see is not what we want to teach our kids, because we are in the times where it really does seem what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. But I'm just encouraged, the more I get into, let's just say, my conspiracies that I look at, there are good people out there. There are more good people than what the news is going to say. I don't know why they don't want you to know that, but man, there is a movement going on right now, and it is a Jesus movement. So keep everybody in prayer. Keep your family in prayer. Keep your friends in prayer. Keep your coworkers in prayer. Pray for this nation, because God is still on the move. I really appreciate you listening this morning. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week with a special guest. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.